Wild card week, wild card week. Headed to Green Bay, my brother B. Ween.
We in here.
Hey. Hey, Rob.
Is this a small plane?
Yeah.
Is it? Hey, we about to go to this -12.
Headed to Green Bay, you know. About to handle up right quick, about to handle up.
White in the backfield, second and nine. Here is White. Oh, big stick again. Shepherd with another tackle. Boy, he's had a monster first half all over the field. He's up to the 29 with that knockback of 6 yards.
When I initially went into this whole process of being a free agent, for pretty much the first time in my career, I didn't know. I was talking with my agent trying to figure out, man, who is he going to be? Who wants me? Who? But it's a lot more that goes into it. Because it could be a couple of teams that want you. It's a lot to go and play in to deciding ultimately where you want to be. And everybody questioned, why did you sign here? And I take it back to my meeting when I came here with Coach Spags, with Coach McGovern, with Coach McAdoo. I felt like I was coming to join something that was bigger than me. And going into it, of course I wanted to be the guy. Of course I wanted to be a starter, but I also realized in doing that, whatever my role would come out to be, it would be for a bigger picture or a bigger cause. It was just the feeling I got as soon as you enter the building. It's the aura of the organization. It's the aura of the guys in the building, from the personnel department to the coaching staff to, I mean, from top to bottom, it's top-notch, top-class organization. And you know why when you walk in the lobby, those trophies are in the case, but like you always hear, it's not enough. It's still room in that case out there in the hallway, so we're trying to fill it, and we have that opportunity.
Dalton over center. Play fake. Back to throw. They got a screen set up left. Giants read it. Giants bring down Bernard for a loss of a yard. Kelvin Shepherd was Johnny on the spot.
Our communication on the field starts off the field, the way we built trust in one another. A lot of people say we really have two Mike linebackers, and we really do, me and Keenan.
Hey, he got in a different position.
Yeah, he did.
Look, he got in the square stance.
Yeah.
No, look.
Oh, no, he stayed there. He's talking about Katrina, my fault. I'm thinking about Reno.
But listen, that time, did you see? He was in a square stance on the lineman heel.
Yeah. He stayed there. They just bubbled it out.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you want to be the alpha dog. No, this is my defense. But me and him has took on that role, and we took on that responsibility, and it's actually worked out great. I never thought that you could actually rotate your middle linebacker, the guy who calls the defense.
Wentz, a little wide receiver screen left, and the Giants read it perfectly. And Keenan Robinson slams down Aguilar after a gain of a yard.
Me and Keenan, we handled it, I think, up until this point extremely well. We lean on each other for support in the film room, on the field. If I see something in the game, if he sees something in the game for me.
I got to see what it is because we're about to play like, was it 2x2?
No, it was 3x1. Man.
So I got to open. Yeah. But LC Wright, he's staying in the middle of the field. Yeah. So that got to be the wheel. So that got to be the wheel. And you play the check down.
We lean on each other, and I think it makes us stronger. It makes us stronger competitively because we're competing at the same time, and I think it's really helped our entire defense and definitely our entire team.
We're staying at the back.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, away from the back, even if he's on.
Okay. Like, you know how an old
I see what you're saying.
The back, yep. Put it out to us.
Do it opposite.
Like that, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we're still 32, so call away.
It's wild card weekend, and we're here now. We're here. It's time. The bright lights on and shining. This is what we started all the way dating back to April. This is what we do it all for. These type games, this type atmosphere we're walking into in Green Bay. And we have to make sure we're on point this week. You don't want to be the reason why we're not in this situation next week. So I know all guys are locked in, all hands on deck. I'm at a point in my career where I'm at that 6 year, and you know, to be honest, I'm trying to win a championship. I would like to win a championship. I had the honor to win one in college at LSU, but this is, to be honest, a whole nother level. To be able to be a Super Bowl champion is something special. I'm lucky enough to have a guy in my own room in JC who's won two.
Flacco calls signals, tosses it left for West. Giants string it out, West gets stopped. Jonathan Casillas knocked him out of bounds at the two.
That was one heck of a play by a linebacker. That's one of the best linebacker plays they've had this year.
Casillas in the open field gets it done.
To get his feedback from his experiences, I want to build those memories for myself.
Hey, hell of a play, JC, on the boot.
Yeah. Not just speaking for myself, I can speak for a lot of guys on this team. We're ready to embrace this journey. Film study, I think, is critical, especially at the position I play, when you have to go out and not only get yourself lined up, but all of the 10 guys have their eyes on you and they're counting on you to make the correct call. Their livelihood is pretty much in your hands pre-snap. Now, what they do post-snap is out of my control. But pre-snap it is. It's on myself and Keenan.
Ian tight with 82, be alert for me to spike. Because that's going to be a tough read for me. They're giving me X block. So I'm going to shoot over inside. I'm gone, bro.
You going to make a play?
Yeah. Just be alert for the spike, bro. You straight with that?
I'm good with that. To make sure we're lined up, we're in the proper checks, we're dialed in, everybody's on point. And that starts with your preparation during the week. It's the only way it can be done come Sunday. As soon as we're done with the game on Sunday, I try to go over the game, watch the game. By Monday evening, Monday night, I'm starting on the next opponent. I start with just watching the game, seeing the type of guys I'm going to be going up against, the personnel for me. I key my things on the O-line, tight end, running back, and quarterback because it's very rare I'd be matched up with a receiver. So as long as I start with the core, I handle the core players, the core guys. And then the first 2 days, I spend it on looking at the talent of the person I'm going against. What are their weaknesses? What are their strengths? And then from there, I think you're able to move forward the next day to the tendencies of the offense. Being able to turn on the tape and say, okay, they're in 2x2 formation. They only can run these three plays. This is the only three plays they've been on show. It allows you to play faster, but also to be able to get that information to a guy that it might help. That might be the little switch that clicks for him. Hey, alert toss right here. And he's okay. I know I take ownership and accountability of that, just being the middle linebacker and being the guy that I feel like it is your responsibility to know these things.
Lions rush four. There goes Rodgers again. Looking to the outside again. Throwing, and it is caught for a touchdown by Geronimo Allison. I mean, you can't stop him if he does that.
I actually forget that I'm going against a legendary first ballot Hall of Famer because that's how your mind got to be in this league. The next opponent, who's the next? All right, he's number 12. But I'd be kidding myself if I didn't tell you. I look on film sometimes and I'm like, man, that guy, Aaron Rodgers, is amazing. Some things he does to roll out the pocket, be on one leg and put it 60 yards on a rope. I mean, that's just undeniable things. Things that probably him and maybe two other quarterbacks are able to do in this league. Spags always reminds us, if you go out on Sunday and you get caught watching number 12, you'll be watching a lot of great football being played. And that will not be good for us. So be aware of his greatness and know what you're facing. Know that he knows you're studying. And when you get to the game, he may switch up some tendencies on you. He may show you things that you thought you were getting in different formations and different sets and things like that. But it's very critical this week because if you're able to get out there and I mean by the slightest 1%, get in his head that long term in the game, that'll help us a lot. This week, I think the biggest thing is not being lured to sleep by them having really a receiver at running back. The running game is still effective. I want to say last week against Detroit, they rushed for almost 160 yards. I mean, that's an efficient run game. All great defenses, all great defensive outings start with stopping the run. If you could stop the run, get teams the longer second down, third down situations, then we could dial it up. We could bring the heat on third down. But it all starts with stopping the run in this game.
Wentz hands off to Sproles. Turns right. Can he get to the five? I don't know. It's close. It looks like he's short.
He did not.
No, he is short. Kelvin Shepard got a hit.
I'm very excited. I've been privileged one time before to make it to the playoffs in 6 years. So I know how special this opportunity is. It's 20 other teams sitting at home wishing they were here. So I'm going to make sure I do my part and go out and make sure I leave no stone unturned, cross my T's, dot my I's, and it's on.
Hey, it's about how we respond.
That's it, that's it.
Hey, it's about how we respond. We good, fellas. We good.
That's it, that's it.
We headed out. Here we go. Wild card week. Wild card week. Headed to Green Bay. My brother B. Ween.
We in here.
Hey. Hey, Rob.
Is this a small plane?
Is it? My dog JJ.
Woo, so what we bug.
Shit, this small plane.
Hey. Hey, this might be the big plane they pulled out for you this week, K-Rod. Hey, yeah, I think they pulled out the big boy for you, K-Rod.
Jerry Reese made it happen, huh?
We out here. Nat. Lil bro. Lil bro. Cuzzo.
What up, cuz? Cold out here.
Yeah.
Hey, we about to go to this negative 12.
Headed to Green Bay, you know. About to handle up right quick. About to handle up. Pre-game meal. I hear in Green Bay locking in. My dog Rap. Yo, Bobby.
What's good? What's good?
Eating good, you know. We here. Cool summer day in Green Bay. Cuzzo in the crib.
It's good out here. It's
letting
warm.
Him out the cage today. Letting him out the cage today. Nice summer day in Green Bay. Here go my dogs. Here go my dogs. DK in the building. Yeah. Yeah, K-Rod.
Let's go, man. Lead us. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Lead us. Here we go. Let's go. Let's go, man. Let's go.
Yes, sir. We here now, baby. We here now. Once in a lifetime, baby. Once in a lifetime. Let's do it.
You've learned all along, right? We do this together.
Yeah.
One play at a time, we do it together, then play the next play. All right? You play for a guy next to you. Every chance you get.
Yes, sir.
Every chance you get, you lay it on the line. For one another, all right?
Yes,
you want something, you need to go and take it.
Yes,
and here's the time we take it today. Let's go. Packers on three.
Baby.
One, two, three.
Packers.
Let's go, baby.
No turning back, baby. This is it. This is it.
Let's go, my dog.
This is it.
Here we go. Here we go.
We got you, coach. We got you, baby. Let's go. Let's go, Leon. Let's go, baby. Crowbone. Hey, I need your best day today.
Oh, yeah.
I need your best day today.
Come on, that's it.
Hey, let's go, baby. We got you. Let's get it, man. Dominate this shit today. Hey, let's go, boy. Let's go. Why not take it over, coach?
Why come all the way and not win them? Right?
Huh?
Be the best us, baby.
Just to use up a plane ticket? No.
Ain't worth it, right?
Uh-uh.
Ah! What's up, baby?
Here we go, boys. Hey! It's a playoff game. This is why we started playing this game. We're 10 years old. You dream about this day.
Yes, sir.
But you don't dream about the start of this day. You dream about the end of this day.
Yep.
End this the right way.
Yeah.
Finish with a W. We go home to play next week.
Yeah.
Period. Bottom line. Let's go. Bring the energy. Bring the pain all day.
Yeah.
Let's go. Giants on three. One, two, three. Giants.
They got a feelings. They got a feelings.
What an atmosphere, baby. What an atmosphere, baby. What an atmosphere, baby.
New York Giants football is on the air from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome to Wild Card Weekend, Giants fans, as the New York football Giants take on the Green Bay Packers. What a pleasure it is to be back in the postseason, and what a great setting.
Hey, Ricky, Ricky! Hey, danger! Play action! Oh! Hey, they just pressing that wide as they can, coach.
They back.
On the stretch.
They're trying to push it for width,
as
right?
Wide as they can.
They're running so flat.
Yeah.
Rodgers in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. Looks right, now looks left. He's under pressure again. Gets sacked! Back at the 44-yard line.
Good job, Cody! Good job, Cody.
Cody Sensabaugh gets the sack.
Hey, Cody, that's the way you play football, boy. There you go. Great defense, boy.
He's doing the same thing he was doing on film.
That's what they do when they do it.
They have it's a double screen.
So if I run a pressure and you see that, just alert something. We got to get out to that.
Hey, Kenny, then you know the signal, right?
Yeah.
Hey, look, anything by his hip. Hey, anything by the hip.
So what they're doing to O side, and that slide's going in, he's banging down on the shade, but then like 1-2, he's coming out there. Take his back, because he's so light. Walk his back, treat like zone, and you just two-gapping him, but keep pushing him, and then go get the quarterback.
Hey, alert screen! Rocket screen! Big Ford is when they like that rocket screen. Second and long.
Patriot screen.
I just told him. Screen, yep.
Rodgers calls out signals. Three receivers bunch right. Takes the shotgun snap and he's back to throw. He's looking. Nobody's open. Now he rolls left trying to buy time and he's going to get sacked back at the 25-yard line. Romeo Okwara got back there.
Those guys are rushing. They'll get there on it. We got to hold tight the coverage up.
Good job, D-line. Good job, D-line.
Manning back to throw on a first and 10. Deep ball over the middle, completes it on the run across midfield. And running his real tie inside the 30 and tackled at the Green Bay 27-yard line. 40-yard field goal attempt coming up for Robbie Gould. Snap is clean. Kick on its way. It's got the distance. It is good.
Stay with the dagger. Don't let him have the little stuff.
Right?
Don't let him. He'll always keep his eyes down the field. Don't let him have a shot.
Okay.
Frustrate out.
Yeah.
Right.
They start scrambling. The guy that you have, just stay on him. Okay.
Rodgers in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. He looks right. Looks left. Nobody's open. Now he's going to try to scramble. Giants have him kind of gummed up. Now he buys more time. Avoids the pressure. Throws one left, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. Devontae Adams.
Here we go. Long ball game. Good coverage there. He just had too much time. Good coverage. He had way too much time now. Long ball game.
Yeah, you got a hell of a job covering, man. He sat late. We got a chance to knock anybody out the end zone or anybody knock a wide out? Did you got on the last one?
He was in the pocket.
Huh?
He was in the pocket.
You guys, on the bomb, the tackle system, right? Right, so out of cover. When he's going to be free. We did it with the big four, the wide out, he's releasing. He's not in there for protection. So he's not even in the backfield, right?
We're pressuring this guy. He's rattled a little bit now. We have to make sure we keep him covered tight. You follow me? Right, keep dialing this thing up, baby. Keep it tight. Keep it tight.
You're seeing him terrorize the Lions on this kind of play. Rodgers back, he rolls right. Sets. Now he's going to rainbow one high into the end zone. The ball's traveling. Tipped up and caught for a touchdown on the Hail Mary in the back of the end zone. Randall Cobb.
And Odell's normally the jump guy. That's crazy.
And can't give up no more points. Yeah. Can't give up no more, JC. Come on, hey. Ready to go to y'all, bro. Come on. Talk to them boys. Can't give up nothing else, bro.
Hey, JC, this is going to be a little bit more downhill right here. More like how Dallas run it.
Yeah.
Come on, DK, set that edge.
Green Bay's going to go for it here. Maybe they're going to try to get the Giants to jump. Rodgers on this fourth and less than one.
Hey, watch that gap, JC.
Takes the snap. Handoff, Montgomery. He stood up. He stopped. He actually lost a yard.
It's your OB. 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 Good s***, boys.
That boy out of there, man.
Hey. Try that. Big boy.
What they give you, JC?
Hey, if they show that again in the third and one, be ready for them to pull it, right? Yeah. Right, they showed it now, we stuffed it. Be ready for them to pull it.
Yeah.
Second and 10 at the Green Bay 41. 5:30 to go in the third. Packers 14, Giants 6. Manning calls out the signals, takes the snap and drops back to throw. Deep ball down the middle of the field. Wide open, Tavares King makes the catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. 41 yards.
Hey, TK. Oh,
Good job,
TK. Up top, poke, chop. Hey, y'all finna get it right back. You better get it right back. Up top, TK. Call him poke, chop.
Rodgers in a shotgun set. Two deep safety look. Two receivers right, one left. Rodgers back, throws one over the middle. Wide open is Cobb to the five, touchdown. Beat Trevin Wade.
Yeah, now that's a blown coverage.
We're good.
Up by 11. Rodgers back in the pocket. Looks right, looks left. Now buying time, throws one over the middle into the end zone, touchdown. You can't cover that long. And Green Bay goes on to beat the Giants 38-13 here in Wild Card Weekend.
Just coming off a tough loss like that, walking into today, and especially the way the game started off, I definitely didn't expect to be ending this day like this. But, you know, it's football. This is why it's such a unique game, a tough game to play. Once you make it to this level, every play counts, and we fell short today. But you better believe I hope I'm able to come back here next year, because I believe it's something truly special here, and I believe it's only moving up and moving forward.